He did take the time. He wrote an awful lot of notes and did ask intelligent questions around it as well. So on that one, for example, what I'm hoping he does is to go down to Minister O'Brien and say, listen, what they're asking for here is two bolt-ons to the IS465. One to cover the inclusion of all the deleterious materials in the assessment, and the second one is the including the foundations. And he was said he would take that back. So we'll anxiously await and see how he gets on with that. That's a massive one. That frees up 350 odd applications that Donegal County Council have on hold, if he can make that happen. And that ought to be able to be done through regulations. And that you generally a month will see that right, as opposed to waiting a year and a half on NSAI to revise IS465. So that was that. We talked about that. And then the other applications, he said, what's wrong with them? What's holding them up? And we just said the process is criminally slow. The amount of further information requests is coming out. The fact that everything has to be detailed to the last square meter of plasterwork inside, outside, a pile of stuff and hoops that you've to jump through at the end of the day, as opposed to closer to, a roof price, a plastering price, a block laying price, a first second fix price, whatever the case may be, in chunks. But the level of detail that we're asked to go down for just makes it criminally slow to get things done. So we recommend that somebody should review that entire process, somebody independent from the department, and see how do they get more houses through the pipe, without all this unnecessary information that's requested there. So we talked about all that. Anne Owens then done a really good job on the human story here. She Deirdre McGoggin's photographs of her house there and explained the whole story. Also talked about other vulnerable occupiers as well and what needs done around that. A lot of good stuff. Myself, Lisa, Eamon covered the three pillars as best we could. And a lot of other stuff. So just we're running out of time in video wise, but all I would say is he went down the road an awful lot more educated than what he was beforehand. I think that really stood to us today, and he did genuinely engage with us here. It wasn't just an exercise. Hopefully it pays off, and he has agreed to meet us again.